The backyard was a sea of blue uniforms, with the classes already separated and the teachers standing in front of their groups holding big bouquets of carnations. The rest of the janitors were next to the gate, yelling at the ones who came in late, speeding us up, and even pulling an ear here and there. I found my class and slipped into the back. "I saw you," said my teacher, waving her finger at me. Half an hour later, the teachers gave each one of us a carnation, and my cousin Ranka, the principal, gave a short speech. "Children," she said, "this is a very important day for all of us. This is the day that our beloved comrade Tito chose to visit our city and do us the greatest honor of all. It is not by chance that he is coming to our community. We are a city of proud people, of diligent workers, of smart children, of educated youth. We are citizens of the city that is known all over the world for its victims in World War II. This is the day you will remember for the rest of your lives. When we leave this gate, I want you to walk in absolute peace. No talking, no pushing. Look straight ahead and straighten up. I want you to take this very seriously. Anyone who starts acting foolishly will be expelled from school immediately. I promise you that. Let us all be proud of you. Your parents most of all." She picked a flower from one of the teachers next to her, raised it high, and said, "You each got one carnation, and you will carry it with you. Listen to your teachers and look at them. When Comrade Tito's car is about to pass by, your teachers will throw their flowers, and then you throw yours. Not before, and not after. When the procession is over, you will come back in order here to school, and from here you will go home. Is that all clear?" "Yes," we said, some of us half-heartedly. "I can hear you." "Yes." "Good. And now let's sing our school hymn one more time." Our hymn was a song by Croatian chansonnier Arsen Dedic, "If All the People in the World." And it went, "If all the people in the world, like all the children of the world, would decide yes, there would be no war, and those alone would get a brother, and all the worries would cease to bother, because there would be peace." After we sang it, we formed a line and the first class left the gate. Our position was close to the school, in front of the old church, on the street named after Marshal Tito, so there was no rush. Other citizens on the pavement stepped aside to let our column pass, and some women wiped the tears from their eyes. I guess we did look impressive. So silent, all in blue, with red flowers in our hands. Prompted by the sniffling around us, some of our girls started sniffling too, even some of our teachers. But we kept our balance. As Ranka hadn't said a thing about kicking and pinching, that's what we did. It was sweet, since the victims couldn't say a word. Our teachers would pull our ears from time to time, also in complete silence. In front of the church, policemen halted the pedestrians on both sides to let through our reel of silent movie. The traffic was stopped already, and most of the other organizations were already in their positions. A little farther down the street were students from the gymnasium, not in such order as us. Their girls so sexy we stopped our silent wars and started stretching our necks to see them better. For the next hour or so, nothing happened. All the positions were taken, everyone in their best clothes. The policemen turned towards the crowd, their boots like mirrors. I looked up and down the street, which looked awe-inspiring. There were tens of thousands of people, lines of bystanders so deep there was hardly space to pass by in the back. Banners all around us, with slogans honoring Tito, the most prominent two being "Tito is the greatest son of our people" and "Comrade Tito, we swear to you that we will never leave your path." Windows on both sides of the street were shut, and two men in uniforms stood on the roof of the building across from us. Sometime after 9, the policemen grew more tense, some of them on walkie-talkies more often now. The people sensed the tension and their chatter quieted to a murmur as they stood on their toes trying to see the upper part of the street. Then, suddenly, a blazing wave of whispers swept over us, sending shivers down my spine. He's coming. Everyone pushed forward a bit. Everyone stretched and stiffened. The policemen like statues. All gestures stopped halfway. The uproar was approaching fast from the direction of Šumarice. At first it wasn't distinguishable. It was just a yell of thousands, just a wall of sound, just distant tum-tum, tum-tum. But as the motorcade approached, the sound, like finding the radio station on the bend, cleared and I recognized Tito, Tito. I was jumping up and down, everybody was, children and grown-ups and even policemen. Our throats shut down with emotion, hands in the air, flags in the sky, hearts on the street. Someone threw their flower first, then everyone started throwing theirs. We started yelling, a thunder made of our voices, tear rolling down my face, my knees shaking. Then two motorcycles appeared, riders in black leather, knights of the invincible army. One car, another, another, another. Then the white, long car, heavy and slow, like the ship of hope. And Tito in the back seat, with dark glasses, in white marshal uniform, slowly waving back at us in his royal way. Billions of carnations in the air, like the red rain that will sweep the world.